Brian, set this out for us. What stage are we at?
Well, this has been developing over a period of some months, Stephen. Began with an article that Declan Kearney wrote for Unfublocked under the heading Uncomfortable Conversations Are Key to Reconciliation, in which he challenged Republicans to use the word sorry, not as an apology for the IRA war, but to acknowledge the human hurt of all armed actions. And that word sorry got people's attention. The conversation was opened out on your show and on this program before some others opened their eyes and their ears to what was going on. And the debate has also been developing and is developing on the journalist Eamon Malley's website in recorded programs and in written contributions from many people, which continued over the weekend. And indeed, a number of the people who have involved themselves in that debate have become participants in this dialogue that has been happening privately. People such as the Reverend Harold Good, the former Methodist president who was a witness to the IRA's decommissioning. Lord John Alderdice, the former Alliance leader who was a member of the IMC, which monitored the IRA's move from war to peace. The Loyalist leader, Jackie MacDonald, and other Loyalists are involved. And the Reverend Leslie Carroll, Presbyterian minister who was a member of the Eames-Bradley consultative group on the past. Those are just some of the names. And 2 months ago, on Eamon Malley's website, that loyalist Jackie MacDonald, arguing against the HET and supergrass approaches to dealing with the past, wrote these words that it would be, I'm just looking for them here, surely talking to each other and engaging in conversations such as those involving Declan Kearney, Harold Good, and many others is a more positive way forward. So that was Jackie MacDonald writing about that 2 months ago. So people who have been in touch with this conversation, involved with this conversation, will not have been surprised by what was said at the Sinn Féin Ardéis at the weekend.
We hear this term reconciliation quite a lot, Brian. Mm-hmm. What exactly are they reconciling? What are they trying to achieve out of this?
Some people are trying to suggest that this is a conversation which is about trying to lure unionists into a united Ireland. And of course, Republicans want a united Ireland. But the people involved in these talks, Stephen, are not idiots, to use a term. They've been around the block. In many senses, they have been pathfinders. They have shown the way in this process and taken the hard steps while others walked in the other direction. Now, one of those who's involved in these talks is Alan McBride. He lost his wife and his father-in-law in the IRA Shankill bomb in 1993. Do you think if this was just a conversation about a united Ireland that Alan McBride and Jackie MacDonald and Harold Good and Leslie Carroll and John Alderdice would be in that room? Of course they wouldn't be. So it's a wider conversation. It's about much more. It's about the past. It's about trying to heal hurts, how you try to do that. It's about building relationships, trying to build friendships. And Leslie Carroll wrote on the Eamon Malley website last night, if unionist people haven't mandated their leadership to get out and tell it how it has been for the unionist community, then I'm not sure what they have been mandated for. So this is not about a small select group, a cosy group or a cosy conversation being involved in this dialogue. People who are engaged, both from the Protestant unionist loyalist side and from the Republican side, want political unionists involved and engaged in this conversation.
Might they be talking about any type of truth and reconciliation process?
Well, if you start to talk about the past and how you heal hurts, then a natural development within that conversation, Stephen, has to be about the structure and the scaffolding within which you build that process. Now, Alan McBride spoke to me at the weekend, and he said that, I'll just give you a few of his words. He says, I can understand some people being skeptical, and some people will always be skeptical, but I'm prepared to give this the benefit of the doubt, he said. Republicans have been engaged in the peace process for many years, and I think they've taken huge risks for peace. The Declan Kearney Initiative is further progress. But on your question about a truth commission, he says their demand for an international truth commission, the Republican demand for that, is unlikely to be achieved, and he urged them to consider a plan B. So this conversation, if people think it's simply about a united Ireland, then they are thinking, they aren't thinking, to be quite honest with you, Stephen, because those people from the Protestant Unionist Loyalist community are in there as part of a two-way conversation, hearing what Republicans have to say to them, but also telling Republicans what they think Republicans need to hear. we're at a starting point in this conversation. It's not at a middle and it's not at an end. And I think the sooner that others become involved, then the better in terms of those big conversations that have to take place. A big conversation within the Republican community, which is about continuing dissident violence and activity, and then a big conversation between the Republican community and all others about the past, about the here and now, and about the future.